You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
That's right, coming at you from somewhere in the Alps. Nah, just stay here in Tamaki. It's no big deal.
I was like, what?
Sorry, guys, just got a text. Hang on.
Turn that phone off, please.
Oh, it's from Signal as well.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Paul from Varbeni.
Apologies about those text messages, Paul.
Unprofessional.
It was very much. We were like having great chat off air though, and everything was working out fine, and now the mics are on. So.
Yeah.
But you've got blueberries.
Yeah, they're everywhere right now, so might as well chuck them in a drink and make something yum.
Are they in season? Yeah. Oh, kiss me, John, we did it.
I thought you get to punch it, James. Oh.
You guys grew up in a different area. I'm from Silverdale.
Weird. We get to make out now. Jinx.
Oh, kiss me.
Cool. So blueberries are everywhere at the moment, and I saw they were really cheap today in the supermarket. So,
are you going to muddle them in the glass?
Cheapish. Going to smash them together.
Are you going to use that horrifically large knife?
Okay,
that you brought in?
Stop. Blueberries are going into a tumbler. It sounds like we're in the midst of making a cocktail. Is this on the menu at Varbeni at the moment?
What's wrong, John? Do you feel out of control?
It will be this week because I stupidly brought way too many blueberries.
Okay.
So we're going to make a little cocktail with those this week. It'll be, blueberry sherbet.
Is that basically what a restaurant is? It's just, you make whatever you just accidentally bought too much of.
Those are called specials of the day.
Exactly, yeah. It's like a normal house, but a little more extreme. When you make an accident, it's in the kilo realm.
Yeah, I messed up, and this is obviously the best dish of the day. So here you go.
I recommend this one.
Any good chef, though, you can make do with what you got.
Just chuck some booze in it; it's all good. So it's going to be blueberry sherbet, muddled blueberries, some smoked rum, a little bit of soda water. Just really easy.
Is that smoked at the spot? You've got like a smoking thing at Varbeni, or is it out in the Panao Poko area where you do your smoking?
Bit of both.
Okay.
Kind of in between. But we smoked the rum off for the what's it called? The zombie cocktail, which you guys had the other week.
Mm. Very nice.
Messed you up a little bit. But so smoked rum, blueberry sherbet, and blueberries. So.
How do you make blueberry sherbet?
He's muddling in the glass.
Go on Google, buy some jelly.
Okay.
Sherbet.
Okay, Paul's currently squashing the blueberries with a stick.
Are you happy
glasses.
With squashing, John? You don't want to upgrade that?
Nah, just
sort of
squash,
a muddling.
Just note? Squash them.
Oh, you guys already messed this up.
Would you say, Paul, that you're squashing those in the glass?
Already messed it up.
How?
One glass. He's just putting them all in one glass now.
Supposed to rim these glasses.
Are you hearing the people that make the cocktails at the restaurant Varbeni? Are you hearing them in your head right now? Going, idiot, can you rim the glass?
They're like, why do we keep sending this guy there? He belongs in the kitchen.
He's not even in front of house.
Just because you own shit doesn't make you good at anything.
John went along for Valentine's Day the other day, and did he pass in the restaurant or anything like that? Did you
we
see?
We kind of had to cut him off. He got a little bit handsy.
Rowdy.
With the
Paul, I mean, I was going to save this for the end of the feature, but I had a piece of Wagyu Bavette that was...
Today.
Incredible.
It kind of tripped you out.
It was
a
incredible.
Bit.
I have a previous life where I would consider myself pretty good at cooking steak, and at your steak at the restaurant exceeded my expectations.
Did you work on Below Deck or something?
I'm just quite good at cooking steak, that's all.
I'm happy that my meat made you happy.
Damn. Do not question me about my steak cooking.
He was a little bit angry that he didn't know how to do it. He wanted to know. It was good. It made me really happy. But just rim in the glass with that blueberry sherbet.
Great spot. Can I just say great spot, great vibe.
Where is it?
And also
what
great
spot?
Music. Is that the general run of things music that you're playing? That's kind of the vibe in there?
Yeah, we changed it up.
Did you put Stairway to Heaven on when John walked in kind of thing?
It was
man, this
just
place rules.
Barry White on repeat because it was Zeppelin. Valentine's Day.
Zeppelin.
Play Free Bird. No. It's just kind of read the room or what's going on or what I feel I listen to. But generally that's what's pretty much playing most of the time.
Yeah, right.
Handful of blueberries, muddled in the glass, rim the glass with the blueberry sherbet.
Mm.
And then like...
Oh, a little shuffle in as well,
a
please.
A little like teaspoon of sherbet
it's
in there
douche.
Too, which is not bad.
Has this got a name, this drink? Do we need to name it? People really like to name cocktails out there.
We need to name it.
I enjoy it. Yeah. So if you do want to name this cocktail that Paul's making from Varbeni, you can text on in 5395 and just Call it what you will.
Can I just say, at the sight of the sherbet going into the glass, Big Hungry did start to drool. So
it's true.
Good times. And then
I thought about heaps of stuff.
30 mils of the smoked rum.
Yep.
And then 50 mils of sugar syrup. Mm-hmm. So smoked rum, easy as, get a blender, get a smoking gun, or just blow your bong smoke into the blender and mix it up a bit.
Like, just, you're doing the thing where you're about to pour it and you're talking, and I'm like, is it going to pour it now?
And I'm just going to wait and stare at eye contact.
It's right about to fall out, like, man. but it's a great rum container you got there as well. It's like a mozzarella cheese thing, is it?
I don't know what you're talking about,
it's
bro.
It's so restauranty. It's like, man.
What sort of rum did you go with? Is it Jack Daniels?
It's, it's the
That's it. Yep.
No. it's the Mountain
How long have you been doing cocktail corner for now, Tom? Would you say?
Drinking
the Jack Daniels is whiskey. God damn it.
I'm drinking the
Welcome
Jim
back.
Jim Jacks. There he is.
It's back in the room.
Ice. But, yeah, hunger knife.
There you go. That's what the knife is for. It just opened up.
That
was
a sharp knife.
Pretty sharp. That. It made really light work of an ice bag.
Bit of ice in there.
Do you have an ice machine at your work?
Yes.
Look at that ice. What sort of is it a Japanese brand of ice machine? Is it like a, what's it called?
You don't have the specifics on hand of the ice machine?
Like, what the hell?
Oh man, you need to read emails, bro.
just freezer trays carrying like 30 at a time.
Nice square ice.
Yeah, not bad.
Good. It's like, it's pretty classic ice. It's kind of like cartoonish ice.
Are you dissing the ice that we
no,
have?
It's good.
What's
good.
Your problem, bro?
Really, just trying to, just riffing on the ice at the moment.
Yeah, it's nice looking ice.
John's ice is kind of like Letterman with a drum kit. It's that, that's his kind of thing. It's like, oh, it's good ice.
Yeah, it's nice ice.
Nice ass ice.
That knife just swiftly opened a, what have we got here? What are these nice little, are these Imperials?
Yes, Imperial.
Yes, Imperial
soda water.
Okay.
Top dog.
Natural New Zealand spring water.
As far as mixes go,
they're very lovely. I'm not gonna lie.
New Zealand's where I'm from.
yeah, top it up soda water, little squeeze of lime, and it's game on.
So this is, you're gonna be fishing out a fair bit of blueberry when you're drinking this, aren't you?
You just gotta wipe the downer part
of
the drink.
I'm looking forward to that.
And I brought the driest limes I could possibly find, as you can see, which is...
What do you mean by... Oh, okay,
it's hard to tell,
yeah. Yeah, these are just not...
They've got a nice skin on them. They're nice, deep green.
Where did you get the limes from? The limes are my drum kit.
The back of the car, they were just rolling... No.
Really?
See how you think these...
Don't yeah, they look good. They look... This is a nice-looking drink.
How much are limes at the moment, do you know?
Way too expensive.
Because it's out of season. Another season till winter, right?
Yeah, backwards.
Saffron, eh?
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, Paul.
On ya.
Right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Smells good.
Mm. Oh, the rim's important, by the way. Like, ties it all together, doesn't it?
The sweetness
of
the...
Yeah. Wow,
it's really crystallized into a bit of a kind of lollipop rim, so to speak.
Gotta just kind of lick it up,
it's nobody's fault.
There are a lot of flavors packed into this one, especially with the smoked rum.
So it's not too heavy on the smoke because the sweetness kind of gets rid of it. Without the sherbet, you'd kind of...
Do you know what? I got, on that first sip, I got a ton of the smoked rum, and then the sherbet came in afterwards.
Yeah,
it's quite a nice little way.
It's not bad. Like, you can definitely drink a couple of jugs of this in the sun.
Mm. It feels kind of both thin, but also a mouthful.
Like a summery drink.
Mm. There we go.
Packs a bit of punch.
It'll definitely get you going. But yeah, so that's the cocktail for the week that we'll have... kicking around for a bit.
Yep.
Easy to make at home. Yeah, just a nice little drop.
Probably good if you're going to go and have some squash or something. A little game of squash.
I feel like you could stay hydrated drinking this one.
Yep. Getting your 5+ a day. It's got your handful of blueberries in there.
Anybody out there playing squash these days? Just keeping that
Curtie Mac and Matt Pony, shout outs. They're a powerful squash duo.
Oh, I see that. Matt Pony would definitely have sweatbands galore.
Sherbet?
Yeah, I'll have a little bit more sherbet.
Not that he's sweaty, I just mean, you know, he'd look the part.
He's pretty good at sporting activities.
It's pony club, so. Sprinkle my sherbet on, please. Thank you.
Here we go, a bit more sherbet. You want some more sherbet?
I'm good, mate.
But that just dissolving in there.
Delicious.
So that was, yeah.
It looked like you spiked my drink 100% just then.
I did.
These are really good, mate. This is a good combo. This seems like...
Can you
like...
order this at Vabini?
Yes, he said it's his drink of the week.
Mate, you and your phone on, just not listening. Unprofessional.
Okay, so people want to call it Fuzzy Paul Sack?
Not bad.
One word. There we go. A few capitals in there.
I'm sure the Parnell lepers will love that.
Can we call it Blue Balls? Cheers.
Yes, all day. Done. Valentine's Day follow-up.
This is quite a nice one. Shh, Bert. With looks like
a... nice one.
A hot red lips emoji from Steph.
Wow. Smooth.
Can I get a round?
This is, this is really good.
Give me some more of that purple drink. That's what you call it.
I want that purple drink.
This is a great playful cocktail for people who want to experience something a bit unique.
You're not reading off anything either, John. That was straight rap.
He's been holding that one in the whole time, I think. He saw me making it.
Another pash. Got another one in the can. What's going on with Arbeni? Anything we need to know last minute?
No, we not really. Kind of gated off our outside area. We've got little oyster champagne special running this week, which is $2 oysters and cheap glasses of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I over-ordered all of the champagne for Valentine's Day, so just another little...
My theory just getting proven again.
100%.
What's the address?
131 Parnell Road. You can't miss it. We've got a big outdoor area now with some lovely plants and little courtyard thing going on. And generally, my ugly face sitting out in the front, so... Can't go wrong. Roll in, 131 Parnell Road.
Brilliant. Good time.
All good. Cheers, boys.
Hey, Jen.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.